Including the Arab states, who were also interested in the Veida, the Degel HaTorah gathering. He said there was such omet, overload on the server, the shidur, the coverage to overseas, that one of them commented, one of these journalists commented that it was like the interest the world had when we were at war. That was the level of omis that there was in the coverage being sent overseas. So they describe it. One of the Dati Lumi. Right in one of their papers that this is the most covered event since the president of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, came to Israel in the end of 77. Hundreds of thousands of people in Israel and tens of millions in the all world over. This is what the guy writes. Tied down to their seats. This guy writes, the event itself, without any doubt, was a tremendous kiddush Hashem, because he's not a political leader, he's not a basketball player, he doesn't know how to play baseball. He doesn't sing that well. He's not a gibor. He's not one of these wealthy. The only thing he's got is Torah. This is what the Mizrahi guy writes. And the whole world is standing in dead silence to hear what the man's going to say. There hasn't been such an opportunity to raise the Keren of Torah in Israel and in the world. That's how he ends up. All the kibbutzim were sitting and waiting to hear what he has to say. Then they bring the guy writes, same writer, right? That I saw how thousands of people completely mitzvatel to Rav Shach, and he writes, and 100 years of Zionism just mitzvatel to waiting to hear what Rav Shach is going to say. Japanese guy that also comments. Anyway, he said he's never experienced anything like it. A Shadar Yapani writes in the coverage to his country in my life. I've never seen anything like this. So these are the Japanese guys. Because they had Tehillim, they had Hashem Uwe Elohim, they daven Ma'ariv, and you know they got Tishmona Esrei and the whole. Now this is not Jerusalem. The what's called the big Binyan Omer. This is Yad Eliyahu, which is many times bigger. And it was packed out. You couldn't get. So they describe as he walks in. This is all quoting from the different writers from the other papers, not the Yatir papers. Slowly. He walked right. Rav Shach came into the ulam right next to Kol Yisrael, right next to the Kol Yisrael, the main headline, the main chapter. And he walked right past, and then he said there were like tens of these guys all fixing their kippahs as Rav Shach walked in. And Rav Shach, he walked in. He notices everybody standing around him. He looked down, walked through. He stood up, his glasses, like, you know, picture of Shaf, down over his nose, and he begins. And he said, it was dead silent, this is what they write. So the world was quiet to hear what he had to say. This is the drosh. So they quoted it. I remember hearing, but I didn't remember. So Rav Shach says, he says, quote Maron and Rabbanan and all those gathered here on Echbadim. The MS, I'll tell you, I didn't expect to speak in front of such a big people. I'm Malay his pilot, he says, Rav Shach says, right, from seeing the Tibur. And I have Amos of the Tibur, fear of the you know, like there's someone goes to Dav and he's like afraid because he's the Tibur, you know, you're representing the Tibur, so he said, I thought to myself, what can I add? But one thing made me, mesameach me, when I see the thirst, the tremendous thirst that there is to hear, the volume to the chizuk of Torah and the chizuk of the Daf. And I want to say a few zvarim lechonim and yesharim, a few glass, straight stuff, things, without any political interest and any other negiv, just the MS, clean MS, as it is. Rabbi, we're living in a tremendous, in a frightening tkufa. In a tkufa ayuma v'nora. There isn't a day when the klala is worse than the next and the day before. All of the battles and the revolutions, they didn't start today. He said it started before the First World War. From the First World War, which until today hasn't settled. All chain reaction. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what else is in store. In 1990, there's been a lot since then. All the states of the world strengthen, each one with its weapons, and they're arming with mashuklal weapons, modern, newer types of weaponry. But us, Am Yisrael, we are like the sheep, one sheep between 70 wolves. But one thing has to should strengthen every Jew, wherever he is, more than the strongest weapons that there are, more than the big states, the superpowers. So a Yid that keeps his Yiddishkeit, Chazak, is thousands of times stronger than all of them. We went through Golos after Golos, the Creed, Zeros, Shmodos. Nations, tremendously powerful nations, stood up against us to destroy us for thousands of years, and we've survived. Hands empty, no weapons. What's the secret of our survival? How can you explain this moisture, this wonder? Ella says Rav Shach, the Jew is indestructible. Lo nitan nashmi. They'll kill him, but his kids will continue to cleave to Torah. as long as the Jew doesn't detach himself from the Moirosh of his fathers, of his ancestors, he's connected to the Tanoim, to all the Tzadikim, he's connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are his life. The whole world can be destroyed, but the Jew will live forever, as long as he holds on to the derech of his father. And he doesn't see, as long as he doesn't search chokhmahs and ideologies that are strange. What's unique about the Jew that learns? What's unique about the Jew that learns the all the strange other languages and other chokhmahs? That the goy knows as well, and that's what the goy is. Shakoy. But if he doesn't know the perush of the words in the siddur, what's his kesher with his father? And someone that doesn't have a kesher is alul chas v'chalila to be a nation that doesn't have a kesher with its fathers. From milechatchila, it's destined to be leharavel. It will not survive. You meet a kid in school, and he says that his teacher told him that the mashmos of the pasuk, Zachor et Yom HaShabbos, the Kadshoi, is it's as if that's something that shaykh to history. Well, can I leave it over for tomorrow? That's what we say tomorrow. Huh? Okay, tomorrow.